Research on animal intelligence always makes me wonder just how smart humans are. Consider the fruit fly experiments described by Carl Zimmer in the Science Times. Fruit flies, who were taught to be smarter than the average fruit fly, tended to live shorter lives. This suggests that dimmer bulbs burn longer, that there is an advantage in not being too bright. Intelligence, it turns out, is a high-priced option. It takes more upkeep, burns more fuel, and is slow off the starting line because it depends on learning, a gradual process, instead of instinct. Plenty of other species are able to learn, and one of the things they've apparently learned is when to stop. Is there an adaptive value to limited intelligence? That's the question behind this new research. Instead of casting a wistful glance backward at all the species we've left in the dust, IQ-wise, it implicitly asks what the real cost of our own intelligence might be. This is on the mind of every animal I've ever met. Research on animal intelligence also makes us wonder what experiments animals would perform on humans if they had the chance. Every cat with an owner, for instance, is running a small-scale study in operant conditioning. We believe that if animals ran the labs, they would test us to determine the limits of our patience, our faithfulness, our memory for locations. They would try to decide what intelligence in humans is really for, not merely how much of it there is. Above all, they would hope to study a fundamental question. Are humans actually aware of the world they live in? So far, the results are inconclusive.